News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Madonna is on the cusp of dropping new music. Dave Fanning is on the cusp of giving us his reaction to that new music. This is meant to harken back to her album Confessions on a Dance Floor back in 2005, isn't it, Dave?
You ask that and you really mean it. I mean, this is one of these, like, Anton full of mischief kind of items. Like, you know as much about Madonna as I do, which I think is nothing really. Like, I've never heard Confessions. I'm on as an expert. Oh, yes, this harks back to blah, blah. I'll tell you one thing, though. Like, the only thing I can do is say that I've just done a little bit of homework on this in the last 2 weeks.
Good man, Dave. Now you're talking.
One of the things I have over here is the Daily Mail part of it. It's the funniest thing ever. Like, the way that Madonna stunned fans as she teased her hotly anticipated. I didn't even know she was gone. I mean, like, I don't know anything about anything to do with this, but I'll try and wing my way through it if you like. Yes, she did have an album out in 2005, which has that title. And yes, she was bringing out a new one now, the first in 6 years, and she might as well call it Part 2 because people loved Part 1 years ago. I have no idea what it's about, and I've never once listened to a Madonna album in my house in my entire life, but I think she's one of the absolute greats and deserves all the praise and whatever. No, I really do. I mean, she's like,
How can you square those two statements, Dave? That makes no sense.
She's a cultural icon and all the rest of it. I mean, I noticed in this too that she's going to have, what do you call her, Britney Spears on the album too, who they call the princess of pop. She's the queen of pop, it seems. And she's going to be on with the new one, Sabrina Carpenter, maybe at the weekend at Coachella, or so it says. Who knows? I mean, she's fantastic. She's hilarious. I have no interest in the music, but good luck to her. And I really wish her very well indeed, because I love everybody in the whole world.
Does she still have a market? Is there still a fan base for her?
Oh, God, I would say so. Yeah, I mean, I guarantee when that album comes out in July, it'll go straight to whatever number one on the charts means anymore, but it will go straight to number one on the charts because there's loads of people who just think Madonna is the greatest thing and who love her music and know an awful lot more about it than you and me put together.
Now, you have interviewed Madonna on occasion, I believe.
A few times, yeah. The first one was funny. She was actually the most famous woman in the Western world at the time, supposedly, in 1991 when she brought out the, do you remember that nude book? She's always like, you know, big controversial, let's just say. Sex, sorry, did I say nude? Oh, sorry, well, she was nude on the cover.
You went with the theme, but the title was sex.
I did. And in fact, I was with Ian Dempsey. We were in a hotel room in London, this big four-poster bed thing. And sorry, that sounds very bad.
Good Lord, this is revealing much more than I expected. What happened next?
She came out of something, and she had this weird face mask yoke on her face. And like you can see, her neck was a normal neck, and the rest of the face was just all out. And she kept saying, who are you? And I said, I'm Dave from Dublin. And she kept calling me then Dave from Dublin. So then I was in the papers for a few days after because there was one or two other Irish people there, and I was just mad.
What was Ian Dempsey's role in all of this? He just remained mute on the bed?
We were all supposed to be interviewing her for something, I don't know, just whatever. He was doing an interview with her about the book or something. But like the whole thing, the streets outside were completely empty. They were empty of cars. There was loads of people all over this, photographers everywhere. And I got out of the taxi. You know that scene where you get out of a taxi and you're supposed to go, keep the change. Well, I gave him 20 quid and it was only 7 quid. I wasn't going to give him 70. So I was waiting for ages. It was so embarrassing. And then I turn around and somebody in the crowd said, how are you, Dave? Say hello to Madonna for me. And a million photographers just pop, pop, pop. I could have been her drug dealer. I could have been her husband. They had no idea who I was, but we're taking this picture. Well, it was the most bizarre scene.
We'll follow up at a later date on the Ian and you in the bed story just to get completion on it. Before we do, one final thing before we depart. Coachella is currently on. Is Coachella musically significant, or is it a big jolly for rich people?
Well, first of all, a lot of people don't understand one thing about Coachella. It's on like Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and then it's on the next weekend, the exact same bands on Thursday, Friday. So it's on twice in the one sort of 10-day period. So the second one is on this weekend here. Oh, it's a fashion show more than anything else, but every Tom, Dick and Harry band in the world is playing at it. So everybody's there this year. Like in terms of, in particular, the pop world, like Lana Del Rey and, you know, Bad Bunny is playing, Doja Cat and Sabrina Carpenter and all those people. So like, it's huge. There's no doubt about it. It is the kind of Electric Picnic of California, if you like, and that's on for the next weekend. Yeah, there's lots of bands playing.
I assume that's what they put on the poster, is it? The Electric Picnic of California?
Well, it's like kind of, in Las Vegas is the Ballybunion of America, you know? So same thing, yeah.
Dave, thank you very much. That is Dave Fanning, 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.